Yeah, it's that's a little bit of an intense question, isn't
it? Yeah, it's an interesting one. We don't get a lot of those.
Yeah. Well, it reminds me of Jesus and the woman at the well mentioned in John 4. Here, there's this woman who comes and she meets Jesus at the well. She's a Samaritan. He's Jewish by birth. They're not supposed to talk to each other. He talks to her, which is, of course, shocking because of the political, traditional, religious ideas. And while they talk, Jesus asks her to go get her husband. And she says that she doesn't have one. And Jesus, you know, basically says, yeah, you're right. In fact, you have actually had five husbands, and the man you're living with right now is not your husband. And she's stunned, and she asks what to do. And Jesus very carefully and lovingly tells her about the living water himself and her need to believe in him and to worship him. And her testimony of Jesus taking the time to talking with her and, you know, not being condemning, but everything that he said, it drew people to Jesus, her testimony. And, you know, it also reminds me of the other spot where Jesus was encountering the woman caught in the act of adultery.
Yeah.
What did he say to her? He simply said in love, go and sin no more.
Yeah.
And this is what he expects of us. So, you know, to this person, I would say, you know, seek Jesus first. I mean, like, that is the number one thing. Seek Jesus first. Then see what he's going to say to you about your life situation and see what you need to change. He will prompt you to change. You know, to use his words in love, I would say, go and sin no more. You know, that's the simple message right there. This can be said to all who come to Jesus for any sin, you know, whether it's a sexual sin, whether it's lying, cheating, you know, hatred, fear, you know, living in fear and not trusting God, all these different things. Go and sin no more.
It's almost like we hear situations, whatever they might be, like something like this, and there's almost this undertone of, tell me I'm wrong. Get angry at me, you know, tell me of how terrible of a person I am. But when we actually go into scripture, because that's what people maybe assume, especially if they're not familiar with Christianity, but if you get into it, it's not a license to sin by any means. It's like quite the contrary, but there's just like such a misunderstood heart of God in 2019, you know?
It really is. I mean, like, a lot of people have this perception God's all wrath.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's not. I mean, like, yes, he wants holiness, but he does love.
But he wants to see you win too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, he's not about sitting there going, oh man, you blew it, that's it.